Okay, page Reish Dalad.
Okay,
so the Gemara says a mitzvah voisa is greater than an mitzvah voisa, even though seemingly an mitzvah voisa is showing on the deepest slave. Whereas the mitzvah voisa is doing because he's commanded, he's still greater. So the Shom says, why? What's the pshat? The Hanu time of the Misha mitzvah voisa, why is the mitzvah voisa odd?
What's the chiddush?
He always has an help. He has to be worried to make sure that he's doing it appropriately. Tesham Azar, perish of nature, who Doeg told me about the Yitzhar or the Kaim of Tzibor. He has to overcome his Yitzhahara, which the Enemus of Vaisa doesn't have that Yitzhahara. So he has extra. A concern of dealing with it.
Invest so much into the
marriage. Okay. Zog to the Dr. Bob. There's a feeling of being depressed. Like I have this pressure, feeling pressure. Ki'atzus is sur lava b'kal of the Hashem. Atzus is not relevant in kal of the Hashem. We don't do atzus. So what does Tosfos mean? Yeshav and Divrei Tosfos al Dar. Solution over here. Doyeg mitzdar yoser. He's worrying. He's not worrying. It's not a worry. It's not the right word. Okay. He's a worry wart. No, it means he's serious. There's a certain serious attitude which is required when you must do something, and that's what we're stressing. Is we see advantageous is that covered roish is greater than the deepest lay of the animus of roish. So what does that mean? Shalom mitnasim b'secha Torah. Shana koma b'teinu alohel. So this is where we're learning the Merakh of Das Torah. When a person really gets into the world of Torah, the way we perceive the world changes. Ketora eino makira olam hamanutzak mehaberei. Mekula echetzio chulam. We know a world which is partially not Torah. It's how the Torah's view of the world is Kedusha. All of it. There's no part of the world which is not Dveikus in the Kedusha border. Call a mitzvah and a senoslan lahargisha. So the purpose of mitzvahs is to bring the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. A mitzvah brings us in the presence of the Shekhinah. Teaches us that we, till now, we were mistaken. We can sort of picture the world as we choose. The mitzvahs tell us that that's not so. There's only one being which defines how to look at the world, and that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have choices. Right, the world belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Life is something which is consecrated to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whether we like it or not, the world, I find it it's a big pressure. So therefore what? Therefore it's not true? I don't like having pressure. Okay, therefore it's not true. Right? Reality is reality. There's no room for a person to walk with the haughtiness, which means there's no room for a person to walk in the world to think that he's the Balabas.
We don't know.
And therefore, by the way,
she is stuck,
so it's not sadness, because we appreciate the value of what we're doing. But it's serious.
That she is now free to get married. Whether she was
I remember I had a conversation once.
He's dead. So either
with the Balabas,
or
and I said that the Rebbe Chanan was Mekayim Shvisa Shem Benek Disomi. She thought it was Mekayim Shvisa. So Rebbe Chanan never laughed. Because you said in front of the king, how can you laugh? He said, oh, he was this depressed person. The person says to him. I didn't think he was depressed. He said he didn't laugh. Well, if you don't laugh, must be depressed. No. He was a happy person. He wasn't a sad person. He was a happy person. He was happy doing what the work that he had to do. But it's serious. I don't remember. I don't recall what Moshe gave to the person. But I think the example. You'd have a doctor in the middle of a very important, difficult surgery, saving a patient's life. He's not laughing. It doesn't mean he's sad. He's maybe very happy. He's saving a life. It's probably he's elated. He's still serious. Right. So we live in a world that the only way we can picture, sadly, the only way we can picture a person being happy is when he's not serious.
Her inheritors are assuming that they're men.
That's a mistake. So if this is the vehicle which Rosh Hashanah gave us to enter into the world of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very serious business, we have to take mitzvahs very seriously. And we have to seriously understand, this is real. It's not like nish. It's not like if I do it not without the details, it's okay. It must be done perfectly. So mitzvahs have become very serious business. The act of tefillah of all mitzvahs, which is the act of immediately if they are buried, requires covered roish. Okay. Now, what does that mean? Right? It wasn't like they were like rolling around laughter the whole day. Even they begin with tefillah matzu, kedayin oigil the covered roish dayat zerik. Sure, shoshleim because the kavan is libam the covered roish harada tefillah. Who asher he kriyach as Rashi in the fire of the mission says the covered roish b'hachnoa. Shazoy amadrega the covered roish harada tefillah. The covered roish of the seriousness that you take tefillah is the act of realizing how limited you are vis-a-vis the Creator, which then becomes a very serious business. It doesn't mean tefillah isn't a happy moment, in the sense that the person is getting the opportunity to stand in front of the king and present his bakasha, knowing that the king is listening and the king cares and the king is truly interested in doing what's best for him. But you still stand in front of the king with tremendous awe. And Achlo. You're also happy that you had the skus to speak to the king.
So that's a good point. Right? So that's a good point.
I grapple with the singing of the
Davening. There is then you would think, okay, you have to provide mezuzahs because she thinks they're married.
I'm not anti singing during Davening. Actually, I like singing during Davening. I like singing during Davening, which is the expression of the emotion that the person has that he's zeichah to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
This Mishnah is coming to teach.
So the person is contemplating this reality that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no greater moment in his life, and he feels elated to the point that he wants to express himself in song. It's a beautiful thing. When he's singing during the davening, and the focus is enjoying the tune, I'm not comfortable with it. Because it ends up being, it ends up devaluing the davening.
And you shall do to what he prepared to do.
Now you do find with David Melech, you know there was times he got rude. The David means more than the David, right? The David means more. That David reached more Jacob being David, and then out of that came song. And the moments that he first created the song, and that brought him to his Madrega of David Melech. The David, which came first. So there is a kind of song to do that. But I have to believe, first of all, it says mizmor. I don't know what mizmor means. The shadows over there usually mean more the poetry than the singing. And there's songs and there's songs. Your song is where you hear the person is elevating himself. And there's songs which you hear the person is enjoying music.
He provides her sustenance when he's still alive.
I found it difficult to convey to the Talmidim what I'm talking about.
That's right. And so
because, like, if you've seen what I'm talking about, you get the difference. If you've ever seen it, like, what's some is funny that he out of Litvak. It just doesn't like singing.
She was a Negoresh.
What do they do in Tells?
Right.
And maybe that, you know, it's a further instead.
What do they do with Tells? So Kel'odim, there was a tune they used to Kel'odim. It's the same tune every week. It was like one of the Chazanim in the Yeshiva would put his own little connections on it sometimes.
In the case of the
Mishnah, that's
what we're talking about.
Oh, that was a tune. Every six times up. Tense. And the Chodori also was the same thing. It was many Yisraelis sing. They had a tune that they sang. They had a tune that they sang. That was it.
Kedushas.
Kedushas. Rav Minyan Binyan people did not sing. Every person wanted to sing, he could sing. But most people didn't sing.
He can still sell from the Zonos.
Hallel, maybe. Got some singing during Hallel. But it wasn't a sad davening. It was a buoyant davening. People were excited. Like, you know, there was the voice. You know, so, I'm much better, maybe, because that's how I grew up, you know. When I want to express myself in the music of Kol Shabbos, the Kapitlach. First of all, I don't get that. It's like, you know, you fly through the Kapitlach, and then the Chodori is like, you know, phenomenally inspiring. Like what happened? There's like six beautiful Kapitlach of Tehillim beforehand, or You know, because if you use some kabbalah thing, and anger inspired. That's what's inspired to you, not the words. And the only way it can be inspired if you do it with his kanach. Like, that's the only way it works. Like, he was there to cause them. I got to say that in my own tune. I have a tune that I use when I get inspired by the words. I have a tune, a single song that I have. I'm expressing myself in my words. I'm enjoying the words. I'm a little bit slow. You know, but I can't keep up with the pace of the. But I said, "What's the zimra?" Like, you know, the guy's like, "Why is it going to take so long?" I says, well, "How's it take so short?" Well, the answer: if you say everything quietly, the last pause, you say out loud, it's like a drew. But if the words speak to you, and you get it, you want to savor some words, you want to get excited about the words, and you get yourself into the words. So it takes time.
And she should write when she sells her mazana.
But I feel like I'm talking Chinese sometimes. Especially you put up a little boy up, you know, for the almond. Like, what do you want from the kid? Like, you know, he knows that, you know, you get up there, you say everything quietly, last two psukim, you say out loud. She says it quietly, he says it slowly, he says it quickly. But don't so slow you can go. If you don't, I mean, you could say the words of tefillah slowly, quietly, also, and contemplate that. But it's a serious business. You know, tefillah is a very serious business. It's the act of a human being praising his creator. Like, you know, Rashi Rus says, you say basically like you're counting money. So kind of nowadays, I believe with some people because they have machines which count money very quickly. You know, that's Sukkot Zimra. Okay, got out of my system. Go ahead.
We should probably reduce it to one. But then that one will also be butchered. That's sometimes what I'll do for talking. Just go slow. And then wherever I get to.
The talking for sure. Such a powerful feeling. Kaus Rashi Mamash Tir Latar. The Tanya. They're physically tome. They're allowed to learn.
She still has some.
So Balkarian is the surin.
She doesn't have the
zones
anymore. We don't look at it as
Rashi. Called Tamei Mutarim Mutar. Shav Hey Michal Liyos Beimo Ubereses. Balkari Enam Elamitar Kalas Rosh Mizachos Adas.
You mean to tell me the Rebbe Shimon Salvar?
Ein Mabul Tara Bekalas Rosh.
That we don't say the fact that she still has some money. Of this
ksuba,
that she hasn't committed.
The v'yoyis atos mitsuya. Since there's a common mistake over here, Rila Haber Khan, I want to clarify. She actually zor lebal tisaravna tsuyos utkubas shliliyos onus of the word. I don't want people to walk over the fault of misperception. Ditzim mitzus eino inya latzvonus chadashol. That purpose of being careful is not the issue of people which have nerves, their anxieties. That's what.
We look at it as if you have the entire thing, and the
Rabbani
seems to say,
you don't
have anything.
It's not guilty conscience, it's not the person who's living with anxiety issues, etc. Leona Musa Enam Adaka, the Kabbalah's all Enam Samsemis.
Right. What is that?
The universe doesn't crush you. And the having response of the cross all doesn't make you feel limited. We have a person who himself is not mentally healthy.
That's what
it means. So we see that. So he applies his anxiety and his feeling of being crushed. The feeling of lack of self-esteem and the lack of that you're feeling limited is because he has that problem intrinsically, and he makes his mitzvahs into that. Instead of using the avodah to strengthen his weaknesses, he has anxiety issues. So now every time there's a mitzvah, he says, I'm anxious, right, so he used the mitzvah as a way to increase anxiety. Instead of using the mitzvah as a way to overcome that. So that's a mistake which he will do. So we want to stress that that's not part of the mitzvah. Taking something seriously is not unhappiness. Taking something, being something careful is not anxiety. Right? Most people would come along and they would argue that if I give a person something extremely valuable to hold in his hand, I say, be careful. He says, okay. He's very careful with it. He's, he's nervous. Be careful of it. He has anxiety issues. He has anxiety issues. He's holding a $100,000 item in his hand. He's careful with it. Nothing with anxiety. So if I understand that mitzvahs, if I can absorb that mitzvahs are extremely precious, and I understand that they're divinely given, and there's a divine direction how to do that, they have to be done perfectly. So I want to do them perfectly because I want to make $1 billion. Oh, you have anxiety issues. No. I'm a happy person in the world. I make $1 billion. But I still have to do it carefully.
It's still going to be an issue for me.
So the person learns the muster. He says, wow, he feels crushed under it. He feels, it strengthens his lack of self-esteem. Muster doesn't say that you shouldn't appreciate who you are. Moshe says that you have to recognize that you have areas that you need to work on. That means that you have nothing perfect, that you have nothing good about you. We didn't say that. Right? Why are you blaming Moshe on that? That's what, you have a problem. You can't see the positive about yourself. Yeah, you're blaming the Moshe on it. Okay, it's a problem. So, matter of fact, if a person learns Moshe appropriately, so he'll understand the Moshe is the message that you are valuable, you are kosher, and therefore we expect something from you. He's just focusing on the expectation and the lack of accomplishment. Nobody asked him to do that. That's a mistake that, he's clarifying.